Guelph, Aramosa. The township of Guelph, Aramosa will finally be hosting its park pop-up in person after doing it virtually its first year due to COVID. This is our second year acquiring this funding, which means it's our second year doing it. Last year was our first, but we did things virtually then, like virtual fitness classes because of COVID, but we also did a township-wide scavenger hunt. So, this will be our first time doing this in person, explained Kristen Chason, Township's Parks and Recreation Administrative Assistant. Throughout the month of June, the Township's Park and Recreation Department will be going to four different parks within the township every Wednesday to host its park pop-up event. The event will be from 4 to 7 p.m. starting on June 8. The event will be at its first park location, which is at the Cross Creek Park. The following Wednesday, June 15, it will be at Valentino Park. On June 22, it will be at Memorial Park. And on June 29, it will be at Rockmosa Park. The free event will be filled with activities such as spikeball, canjam, which is a frisbee game, an obstacle course and relay race, and a giant inflatable soccer target. There will also be freebies as a fun incentive for those who came out and participated in the activities. Chason explained the pop-up event is to commemorate Parks and Recreation Month, which is in June, and inspire children and youth to be more active. We wouldn't have been able to do this event without receiving funding from Participaction's Community Better Challenge, which is in partnership with the Government of Canada, she said. There were more people who applied for this funding this year, which means the funding we got was smaller, but that also means everyone got a piece of the pie. Participaction is a national nonprofit organization that inspires and supports Canadians to make physical activity a vital part of their everyday life. Its Community Better Challenge funding goal is to track the activities of the whole community in June, which will go towards the community's total score. After June 30, 50 finalist communities will be invited to submit an application explaining why they deserve to be Canada's most active community. One community will earn the top prize of $100,000 and title of being Canada's most active. There will also be prizing for the most active community in each province and territory. We took the money we got and researched the types of activities that are fitting for every age group from toddlers to teenagers, Chason explained. On top of the park pop-ups, there's an app people can download that tracks all of their activities such as steps, their active minutes they get from fitness classes or exercise. Everything we get from the app will contribute to our total score. She noted the pop-up event as a great initiative and will hopefully inspire many people to be more active. For more information, interested participants and residents can check out the township's website.